you have these games where you throw a couple and then you don't throw any. And
right.
Got to have more consistency. Let's hear what he said in the quarterback report. Guys, we do it each and every week. It's brought to you by our friends at Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, just an hour away from Atlanta. Here he is with our own Dave Archer.
This is the Falcons Quarterback Report. The Falcons Quarterback Report is brought to you by Rooms to Go. Buy the piece, save a little. Buy the room, save a lot. Here's Dave Archer.
Now time to catch up with our quarterback here on Countdown to Kickoff, Kirk Cousins. And Kirk, this is it's kind of interesting. And I got to thinking about the schedule. I mean, obviously that they play 10 opponents that we're going to play, their divisional opponents. And then, of course, they're playing our division. We're playing their division. But I don't know. I looked at 10 games. They've got five common opponents. How much does that help you? Does that help you prepare?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, you have a little bit of familiarity of, okay, you know, we know that team or we know what they would do. But you focus so much on the Denver defense, and the reality is that that's not only a new opponent this year, but it's really a new opponent because I didn't play them last year. They're in the AFC. It's been a few years since the Falcons have played them. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a newer opponent when you play an AFC team. So, you know, it's a good challenge for us. Have played Coach Joseph, the D coordinator, many times in this league, and he does a great job, and he's evolved. And so statistically, they're very highly ranked, and playing at their place, there's a lot of reasons to say we got to be at our absolute best to get this done.
Yeah, they look really good defensively. Certainly some of the categories and statistics would reflect that. When you look at them defensively, is there a style that kind of immediately jumps out at you as the way they want to play with?
Well, I think they rush hard. I think they play strong match coverage. I think their coverage is tight, and I just think they do a nice job executing, and they don't beat themselves, and they're going to make you earn it. They're going to prevent explosives the best they can, and that makes it all hard. And so for all those reasons, you know, we're going to have to be detailed and just very precise in our execution.
I know how detailed you are. At least I've begun to learn how detailed you are and what you do and your approach. When you look at what you do each and every week, are there things that you pick out each week, or are there things that are common each week that you're working on?
Yeah, I think a little bit of it is every Sunday coming away from the game saying, hey, what did I do well? What can we build on? What wasn't good enough? Win or loss? You know, what wasn't good enough? What are some fundamentals I can draw? I came away from the Sunday game against the Saints feeling like I can manipulate coverage a little better with my eyes, with my feet, try to move defenders a little more in zone coverage. And there's a balance there of holding on the ball too long, but just seeing that, hey, there's some opportunities there to maybe try to open up some windows. So that's something you work on. You try to transfer to the practice field and then take it to the game.
It's been fun to watch you meld minds with Zach and the way things have come together for you guys here in the first 10 weeks. How much do you, with a defense like this, it looks like they're pretty good statistically in a lot of categories. How much do you have to kind of mess with their minds a little bit in play calling and maybe change up what you guys do some?
It's a great question, Arch. You kind of always ask that as well of, how much do we need to change? How much can we go back to the drawing board? How much do we, you know, have our identity? And you lean on your identity in tough times. And so it's always a balance as a team, as a coach, to say, you know, who are we? Let's lean on that. But then at the same time, let's throw a wrinkle. Let's try to innovate. Let's try to be creative and keep a defense guessing. So finding that balance is always tough for a coach and for players. But we're certainly in that part of the season now where people have a lot of tape on you, and you're trying to, you know, now build on that and add wrinkles.
Things change in ebb and flow in a game. Is there a key for you early on that you'd like to see get started without giving some game plan stuff away?
You know, I think always starting fast is important, which many times comes down to converting third downs. I think, you know, protecting the football always gives us a chance. You're going to stay in every game if you're protecting the football. And I think that was a big reason why we were close in the Saints game all game long was, you know, we didn't turn it over until that second to last drive. So I don't think you have to reinvent anything. I think you just understand the fundamentals that have always made good football teams win is the same fundamentals today. It's take care of the football. It's be great on third down. Try to control the line of scrimmage. Be efficient. Time of possession. All those things. And then when we get in the red zone, you know, don't kick field goals. Score touchdowns. And so that'll be important.
There you go. Let's go get a win.
All right. Thanks, Arch.
There's Dave Archer from the heart of the storm, Carl, for your
yeah, for real.
With a very windswept flowery branch. I was waiting for the storm surge to kick in.
Man, that was breezy. He said not kicking field goals. Mike, to me, that's key.
Right.
And this is, again, the fourth best red zone defense in the league. We got to find a way to punch it in. And Coach said to us last week, or actually this week, that, you know, that fourth down we went for last week and we got it. And we end up scoring a touchdown. Mike, this is who he's become, right? I mean, we didn't know for sure, like, is he going to be a risk taker? And I say that. The analytics tell you should probably go for it as well. But sometimes I feel like, again, coaches, and not just Rob, I'm just generally speaking.
Right.
It's your gut. It's your gut. Whatever you – like, are we moving the ball? Do I feel like my guys are moving people up front? Okay, then let's go for it. If I don't feel that way, take the points. My thing is, on the road, if you get in the red zone and you start taking the points, and God forbid, let us pray to the football gods, Young Wei Koo starts missing field goals, then what?
Well, that's just it. I mean, this offense, we said, you know, to start the segment, we were kind of just, you know, inconsistent. And look, Kirk's got to have better ball, you know, ball management and hold out of the football security, I should say. And also, look, if you're going to be chipping, don't be tripping, right, when it comes to Caleb McGarry. You know, that was that Cam Jordan sack where, you know, they got their legs tangled up. And look, I know that doesn't normally happen. But, yeah, we've got to be able to run the football. We're going to talk to our boy about Denver coming up here, Cristal coming up in a bit. But Denver is so good against the pass, good against the run. And then let's not let Bo Nix get away. Jimmy Lake, we talked about it earlier with Mark Ramondi from ESPN, how we give up a lot of points in the first half and then really tighten it up. Well, let's get that game plan dialed in for the first half, shall we?
Yeah.
Because I don't want Bo Nix running around out there. And anybody else, you give these receivers a chance to get behind us, bad things happen.